Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Environmental fight looms in Wyoming. The Jack Morrow Hills are a sprawling landscape in southwestern Wyoming that contain desert, towering buttes, breathtaking vistas, and rare elk herds. But the hills are also home to massive natural gas, coal, and oil reserves that have made the terrain a battlefield for energy, environmental, recreation, and ranching interests. Debate over the hills, which lie mostly on federal land in the 4.5 million acre Red Desert, heated up last year when the U.S. Bureau of Land Management decided that 65 new oil and gas wells could be drilled there. The area already has 150 wells. Environmentalists are seeking some type of federal protection to prevent additional drilling, while drilling companies say locking up the area would deprive America of large energy reserves. Mac Bluer of the Wyoming Outdoor Council said too much of the Red Desert has already been developed. It's a world-class landscape, he said. You can go from red rock country into a sea of sagebrush and then into landscape resembling Saudi Arabia. I know of no place in America where you can do that. But drilling supporters say the area is so wide open that a few more wells won't spoil the view or harm the elk, mule deer, antelope, and wild horses that roam the high desert. We honestly believe that we can have a balance between environmental protection and economic growth. We do it all the time, said Drew Bauer, vice president of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming. There is a tremendous gas reserve in the Jack Morrow Hills, and we don't believe it should be withdrawn or excluded from development. The potential for drilling new wells isn't the only thing that draws people to the hills. The terrain is popular among mountain bikers, hunters, anglers, backpackers, horseback riders, rock climbers, and photographers. They come for the picturesque view of the buttes, volcanic formations, and the largest shifting sand dunes in North America. The elk herd that roams the desert is especially rare. A handful of other groups have also staked out positions on the future of the Jack Morrow Hills, named after a hard-drinking thief and swindler who once killed a man in a gunfight. American Indians want their ancestors' religious sites protected, while paleontologists value the fossils found there, and historians want to preserve remains of the Oregon, California, and Mormon pioneer trails that pass through the hills. Bruce Babbitt, Interior Secretary under President Clinton, announced in his last days on the job that he was rejecting the Bureau of Land Management plan to add wells. He ordered the agency to adopt a more conservation-oriented alternative. During Clinton's tenure, the president protected 5.9 million acres of land by designating and expanding national monuments. But such a move wasn't an option in the Jack Morrow Hills because monuments cannot be declared in Wyoming without congressional approval. Charged with trying to strike a balance among the competing interests is the Bureau of Land Management, which has been studying a 622,000-acre area encompassing the hills for 4 years. After the Bureau issued a draft of its initial plan in June of last year, it received more than 12,000 comments, the heaviest response in the agency's history. Most comments opposed further development. The Wyoming Outdoor Council, a citizens group comprising about 100 individuals and businesses, then offered its own plan that would prohibit new drilling and mining, halt road building, and restore habitat damaged by roads and pipelines. In light of the public response, the Bureau of Land Management on September 19th announced it was taking a new look at the hills. A final decision is expected in about 18 months. This story was written by Robert Black of the Associated Press. If you want more information, contact the Wyoming Outdoor Council, 262 Lincoln Street in Lander, Wyoming, 82520. That's the Wyoming Outdoor Council, 262 Lincoln Street, Lander, Wyoming, 82520. Their phone number is 307-332-7031. That's 307-332-7031. Or you can visit their webpage at www.wyomingoutdoorcouncil.org, where you can download a copy of the Citizens Alternative for Powder River Basin 50,000 Well Environmental Impact Statement.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News.
Oh, come on, boys, it depends.